is Fashionista.
Joan Lincoln, and let me ask you, do you have an ugly sweater for every holiday?
Well, I could have an ugly sweater for every holiday. I had a customer come in a short time ago. She says, Joan, I know you probably don't want these for the store. She goes, I just don't know what else to do with them. She brought in Easter Bunny, a sweater, all this decor all over, you know, pumpkins and bunnies and valentines and shamrocks. I was like, no, I can't sell these. It's just not qualified. But we sent most of them on to a new home, but I did retain the shamrock one. And shh, don't tell my oldest daughter, it's her birthday today, and I'm going to gift her that ugly sweater.
Oh, boy.
Will she wear that?
Probably not. Yeah. But she's going to get it anyways because I don't want it anywhere near my wardrobe. But, you know, we had a running joke in my house with my kids. You know, ugly sweaters are around during Christmas, right? That's
right.
When we usually talk
That's
about it.
That's the thing, yeah.
Well, I was also gifted, gosh, probably a couple decades ago, a Christmas sweater that had so many red poinsettias on it that it was the circulating sweater. You know, everybody wanted to borrow it during the holidays. Anyways, but here's my question to you. Okay. Have you guys ever been the ones that dress for the holidays? Like on Valentine's Day, do you wear a little top with hearts on it?
I'm going to just ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a question to that question. What do you think, Joan?
Well, you know, I grew up with my mom was a teacher, and she always wore the holiday sweaters.
See, my wife was a teacher, and she does that too.
Yeah.
It's 4th of July at our house. She's decked out in red, white, and blue. Valentine's, she's pink. I'm sure she'll do some green today. It's like, you know,
Well, kudos to her for embracing the holidays. I have a Loden green olive on today. That's about as close as I get to celebrating St. Patrick's Day. But it was cute. Like this morning, I rode up in the elevator with a young girl, and she had on her Guinness T-shirt. And I said, good for you. She goes, it was the first time I've been able to wear it, you know, because of COVID. She goes, I'm just so excited. And
oh, see, that's cute. Some people get into their holidays, and I love those people. I'm just not one of them.
Yeah.
It's like Christmas lights. I like people putting them up. I'm not that guy.
Yeah. You know? And there's a lot of people who don't like to take them down either.
Yeah, exactly. Christy, your tree is still up, isn't it?
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Your husband hasn't. Why don't you take the tree down?
It's
St. Patrick's Day.
We take it down in one big chunk, Tony.
Oh, jeez. Take the tree down. It's St. Patrick's Day, Christy.
Speechless over here.
Maybe I should put green lights on it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, do the green lights.
Right. Okay.
On top of the
Warm 101.3. What would